Hi, everybody. Another Saturday night. And this is Saturday Night Live on the Lightship for healing. So what we'll first do is to prepare you so you can become heart-centered. But first we'll take away some emotional energies. Remember, there's a lot of emotional stuff happening now, especially back east. So think of a situation that you want to have released from you that maybe has haunted you, and we'll take that away. Here we go. I'll count to five to do so. Just remember, look at it now and then see how you feel in about 10 seconds. So one, two, three, four, and five. And we'll do some more here. Think of another situation. One, two, three, four, and five. And again, one, two, three, four, and five. Okay, let's get you all heart-centered. So remember, you have to command your spirit to do this for you. Otherwise, if you don't involve your spirit, then it's going to be the light of the darkness helping you out. And they will make you heart-centered in the land of darkness. So you want to have your spirit connect to you and to do this process for you. So here we go. So we're commanding your spirit to drop you into your heart center. And I'm going to count from 10 to 1 backwards a few times. This you can do yourself whenever you wish. And it will put you into the space of no time moving in the time-based reality, which you may want to call zero point. It's much different than source energy. The source energy doesn't deal with time whatsoever. But this is the way you can become heart-centered here on this planet. So here we go. Dropping you down. Think of an elevator dropping. You'll even feel the energy changing. So 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Okay, you should be in your heart now. So when you go to the light ship, this only works live for people listening. And you'll be transported out of time instantly back to source energy. And we're going to be there in different rooms for healings. And this, if you're listening to this as an archive, then definitely come on the next Saturday show so you can have this experience. But you will receive peace energy right now. So we're ready to go up. You can bring up your animals, pets, flower, tree, garden, plants. Here we go. Going up. So one, two, three, four, and five. And you're there instantly. You're bilocated, so you may actually feel yourself here and there at the same time. If you're a seer, you're going to be able to see the light beings more than likely, or at least feel the energy. So we're there now. We're going to go into one of the rooms. We'll go into the room that has a lot of silver energy. That's what they're showing me right now. So we'll be in the silver hot tubs, and you may feel your body change and feel a little warmer possibly. So here we go. We're in the hot tubs now. I'm bringing the energy. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay. And a lot of people like going into where the dolphins are. So we bring forth the energies that are more earthly here, so you can resonate to them and know what they kind of look like. So these are life forms that are spirits that incarnated or going to incarnate into a physical body, which could be whatever form they choose to take. And right now these are the spirits that are going to be taking a dolphin form after the ascension time. So they're up here right now, working with you for healing, so request your healing, and all the healings are between you and the light being doctors. So the dolphins are coming. Here they come. Remember, they always see you as perfect, so you have to complain about something. Request your healing. So here comes the dolphins. So one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And you can put your hands out in front of you if you wish. Maybe put your palms forward, and you can actually feel a presence probably about maybe a foot or so from your body. So So if you feel like you're touching something or like your hand's going to be pressing through something, it's because on the light ship, you're actually petting the dolphins. So here we go. Move your hands up and down, back and forth, and have that experience. Here we go. More dolphin energy coming your way and request your healing. One, two, three, four, and five. Okay. And we'll go into another location. We'll go into a room where they start to release maybe back pain if we have any physical pain in our body. Remember, you have to request also. So here we go in these special rooms. One, two, three, four, and five. And again, one, two, three, four, and five. And we could do some adjustments here if you wish. I did this on one of the other programs here. We can help you maybe breathe a little better. So let's work with your heart and your lungs. This will take probably 20 seconds to do here. We're going to reposition your lungs in your body. You might actually feel a move slightly. So we're going to give you more room to have your heartbeat and actually more room to have your lungs expand out a little bit further here. Oh, boy. So, adjusting some rib cages right now. You might feel stuff moving your body a little bit. And here we go. Okay, lungs feel pretty good. And heart, that feels great. Okay, perfect. There we go. Take a deep breath. Inhale, exhale, and just see how you feel. Let's go to another location. And we're going to take away tension that people may have, maybe in their forehead, temple area. So here we go. And coming to us are the elephants to do this here. So here they come. One, two. You might want to put your hands there, possibly, or on the side of your head if you like. You might actually feel your place move a little bit. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And again, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. That feels pretty good. And if you need more of that, just kind of request it maybe in a couple of minutes here. Let's go into a room that's a little different. We'll go to a room that other planets would have, the ones that have large trees and flowers. So let's try that here. So we're going to go to a planet of light. Creation here, energy. So we're going to bring those into us. I do this once in a while. Normally I just keep it all physical here on this planet, but here comes the big trees and the big flowers. So this will be quite interesting. The trees are not a brown color like they are here typically. These trees look more like a fluorescent violet or something. They glow. So here they come. Request your healing. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And again, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay. And we'll go into another room. We'll go into the room where your spirit was created. So this would be quite nice. Here we go. So stronger. Stronger. You're in this room now. You're going to feel probably a bunch of energy coming to you. If you've already had your 4-in-1 with your twin flame, it may not feel that dynamic. But for the other people, it will. So one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And again, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay. I have a request for female organs. It's like a uterus, so let's do some clearing there. So if you have any female problems or male problems, we'll go into those rooms right now. Here we go. So one, two, request your healing. Three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. Oh boy, here we go, some more. One, request your healing. Two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. Okay. Let's do bladder concerns right now. Urinary tract, here we go. Request your healing if you have that concern. And we'll also be working with stomachs. Maybe you might have a stomach ulcer or something. So here we go. Stronger. We're in different rooms now. Right now, one of the rooms has rabbits in it, little bunnies. The other one has cactus energy. So here we go. Request your healings. One, two, three, four, five, six, whoa, seven, a lot of energy there. Eight, nine, and 10. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. So let's have some fun. Let's put on the air cushions on our feet. This I do off and on, so we'll do it tonight here. So it's going to feel like you're kind of walking on a really, really, you know, expensive carpet, you know, with a lot of cushioning to it here. So I just call them air cushions. So this takes a couple minutes to do right now. It takes normally about six different steps. So the first one's being done right now. So I'd like you just to get up and walk around, maybe take, you know, five or six steps so you know how it feels to walk. And they're preparing you now. And then come back and sit down. And then you can walk again. So here we go. That's being done right now. Uh-oh, Kathy's on the fast chat, twisted left knee. Okay, we'll work with the left knees now. Left and right knees, here we go. Into the knee rooms, we'll call it. Here we go, one. See if we can help out with cartilage, maybe muscles, maybe bruises. So one, two, three, four. We'll put some energetic braces on us too. Five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. Okay, hope that's helped out here. And let's work with number two step in the six-step process for the air cushions on the bottom of our feet. So that's being done right now. And we're going to be working with some oxygen. We're bringing some oxygen into us here. Number 15, oxygen, stronger. Stronger, take a deep breath, inhale, exhale a few times. Stronger, stronger, stronger. Whoa, stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, number three here. So you may start to feel your feet maybe tingling here. And we'll put some energetic braces also on our... probably our pelvis area here, going down to the ground. So put a couple around us here. Maybe we'll put four. So two in the front, two in the back. They're coming to work right now. There we go. On the light ship, you're walking around sampling these here. And when you get the way you like it, you'll just tell them that this is what you want for a while, and they'll oblige you with that here. And they're also working with putting a couple on our shoulders so we can stand up a little bit more erect, and putting one on our head, or a few on our head, so that the weight of our head will be lessened in our body. So here we go. Okay, we're on number 4 air cushion. Moving right along with those there. And number 5 coming up here. And we'll go into the white light room here. So here we go. It's a different white light than you used to probably seeing here that you would bring in through your affirmations and prayers, etc. This is true white light from source energy. Here it comes. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay. We'll do a pain healing. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, one more here for the air cushion. Then you can get up and walk around. Just see how you feel. There we go. There. Okay. So everybody get up, walk around, and just see how your body feels. You might be a little bit taller. Might feel a little more straighter as you walk. And your body will probably not feel quite as heavy. I have a request here for stress release, so let's do that here. This I'll be doing down here. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. There we go. And one more time. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And we'll bring in the koala bears here. They're very nice. And we'll bring in some of the, let me think here, maybe some giraffes, I guess. So here we go. Coming in. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And some kangaroos. 1, 2, remember they do healings too, so we request your healings. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. So we'll come back from the light shift now. So our animals and pets are joining us, and our flower, tree, garden, plants, whatever we brought up there, will be coming down too. We're giving thanks to the light beings, and the healings are between you and them. And this process is what Jesus did 2,000 years ago, the same thing. And the people are also beamed up, bilocated instantly for healings that way, the same way it is now. So if you live back then and you have the memory, you go, yeah, this sounds familiar to me. This maybe happened to me. But you missed ascension. So here we go. Coming down. And we're here. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. So we'll turn it over to our co-host, Carrie. You out there, Carrie?
I'm out here, Ron. Yes. Thank you so much. And welcome, everybody, to Saturday night on BBS and on the Light Ship. So if you happen to be listening to this as an archive and not tonight, which is, what is it tonight, August 27th, then you'll, for the part we just heard, you won't be going to the Light Ship, or you won't have gone to the Light Ship. You'll just get a lot of lovely peace energy, and then come on any Saturday throughout the year, pretty much. Ron takes us up to the Light Ship. So we have quite a few people on the fast chat. We have a couple of questions already, Ron. Kathy is asking about pets, and she's asking, do pets who have been on the Light Ship many times go there when they die?
Okay. Yeah, nothing goes back ever to the Light Ship. You go to your home base energy. So the pets would have a spirit just like you do, and they'll go back to their home base energy and decide what life form and where they wish to go to for the next incarnation. So that's the way it works. You never go to the lightship itself, never go back to source energy, but you go back to your home base. And that's part of the Form 1 clearing that we do, is you energetically get connected back to your home base energy. And here on Earth here, we talk about your home base as your soul family. But in true light, it would be called, at least that's what we call it now, would be the home base energy. That's where all the spirits were go after each incarnation and during the incarnation process in the universe of light. And you're not forced to go back to anything more than one time if you don't want to. That's why I say normally you never go back to visit the same place twice, because there's so much out there, which is why your spirit wonders how come you're still here, because it's not used to this process. That's probably why you've had, you know, 1,000 past lives here or so, because you are stuck here, unfortunately, and you miss those ascension points every 2,000 years. But another one's coming up, so don't miss that one. So anyway, the 4-in-1 is home base energy. This is where you go to after each incarnation and during that incarnation, if you wish to talk and communicate, we'll say, with other members that incarnated or left the lightship, I should say, the same time that you did. And I have to use the word time. There's no other way to reference that. So anyway, then also on your home base energy is also where your twin flame goes to. So you can meet your twin flame. That's part of the clearing, too, is to have your twin flame connection. There are a few people maybe on the planet here, maybe 500 to 1,000, that might have twin flames stuck here like themselves. And you may have a relationship, but typically your twin flame is not here. So that's just the way it is. So you've been severed from those two links, which is very important. And once you get reconnected, then you kind of lose the yearning to look for stuff a lot outside of yourself. You know, you're not dealing with a lot of lack energy. You're not looking for relationships over and over again to satisfy you, because the last one worked for a while until both people used up all the energy that was brought forth, and then you have to find someone else. So that's the whole thing. So it gets rid of loneliness and the yearning to always look for something. The other part is getting rid of 13 major planets that are quartered to you very, very heavily. In fact, I can do one of those right now just to get it off you for this program here. So, I don't know. I guess we could do the moon. People like to talk about the moon here. So, here we go. We'll take away the moon energy. And remember, it cords you, because this is an alien life form energy of some sort, giving you mind control patterns. So, we'll take the moon away. I'll count to 10. You're going to feel your body probably relax immensely, because it's a very strong energy. And here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. So you might feel your body loosening up, because these energetic cords from the moon and the mind control transmissions from the moon, which could be an alien race, alien being or something, who knows what's in that hologram. But anyway, it's still there to cause you harm and to take away your free will, free choice. The next part of the 4-in-1 step is to take you out of your soul family, disconnect you out of that completely, and you get rid of the cords from other people in your soul family. Remember, they're setting you up with spiritual contracts and agreements. And remember, if they can't do a particular lesson, and you've already done it and are wise to that, they will set you up to do it over again. So if you wonder why you keep doing something and you say, man, why am I doing this thing over? I thought I learned that lesson. Well, it's because somebody in your soul family still needs to understand it. So you volunteered to do that, not knowing it, because your spirit did it. And your spirit volunteered because, you know, was trying to help out the other people. So they can actually come into your body. From any soul family member can come right into your body, just like an entity would, and live in you. And then you go through the emotional roller coaster ride of a situation. Your body does, and you're stuck with it. So that's what happens. And so when you get taken away from your soul family, you're disconnected energetically from the dark side energies that keep you coming back here for each cycle. Now, it's up to you to do the ascension. So that's what happens every 2,000 years. It's your free choice, free will to understand that. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay. So I know somebody was asking about what the 4-in-1 was, so that's great. You just went through all that. So so we just did the clearing for Kathy for her knee, but she's also just typed in that her cat just died, and I know her cat was a really old cat. I think 24, around 24, Kathy's cat was. So maybe, I know, Ron, we've talked about putting up a grief clearing, and I know you haven't had time to do that, but maybe you want to do a sample of that, what that clearing will be like, so that Kathy can get some benefit from that.
Sure, here we go. So, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Oh, boy. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. So you could ask your cat spirit if it chooses to be with you, because a lot of times the pets that we have will stay with us as like a little guide or just a spirit hanging around us, which is fine. You know, it's their choice. The emotional stuff from humans you don't want, but the spirit is normally okay. And, you know, you could ask for that. And from there, it will probably be around to help you out. You might see glimpses of a cat moving around. Normally, they won't pick the same body at times. They'll pick a younger version of them, which is more healthy, we'll say, more vibrant. But it's their choice, too. But anyway, you know, if you wake up and you feel some purrs next to you on your bed or something, and you look and nothing's there, or you feel a little paws touching you, well, it's because it's real. And, you know, you could ask for that if you would like to. So, and nothing's wrong with that. So next question, Carrie.
Okay, so there were a few comments about the energetic braces that you put on us, and Henry is asking how long will he feel them? How long will they be on us?
Okay, that's kind of up to you. I would say you'd probably feel them for maybe about 4 days.
Oh, wow.
I just don't know how to hold the energy longer than that sometimes, okay? But what it can also do is, I do this for people who have maybe a broken bone or something, or they're trying to heal, and, you know, you can't heal when you're, you know, you have a problem and you have to walk, and because of walking, maybe you have a joint problem in your hips or something, or a knee or ankle, and it just, you know, messes it up. So the braces really help that out a lot. And it can give your body enough time to possibly heal, but taking away some of that pressure. So I'd say probably 4 days. You don't want to ask for it maybe all the time, because your spirit knows and it'll keep it on you. But if you don't keep asking, it will be taken away from you. It just goes. That's just the way it works. So you do want to ask to have it stay with you for a while if you like. So back to you, Carrie.
All right. And then Henry also was asking if everything on the light ship is, I guess, made of energetic light.
Yes, it is. Uh-huh.
Okay. But it becomes physical,
it is pure,
right?
Light. Although it's hard to describe how it would look, but you may see silhouettes of light beings there. It all depends how intuitive you are, and also how much, you know, you want to see or you know, bring forth down here. Up there, you're fully conscious. You're actually seeing these things in, like, just like you are now watching your computer screen. and the room that you're in. That's how real it is to you up there. But down here, they may or you may not wish to have all that downloaded. So you probably will not see it, although I have people who can see just as easily up there as they can down here too. So anyway, it's kind of up to your spirit, I guess, and you. It has nothing to do with your third eye being opened or closed, okay? It just happens to do with the consciousness that you have somehow as to how you're going to be seeing it down here. It's a really hard question for me to answer for other people, why they can't see and why other people can see. In fact, one time I was in, I think, Santa Rosa doing a Harmony Festival years and years ago. And this man was, like, tagging along with his wife, and his wife, but then I didn't have a light chamber. I just had some chairs where I took people up for healing. And so, you know, she wanted to, you know, to experience that. So he did too. And they both sat in a chair, and I beamed him up and told him what was happening, brought him back down. And his wife was the one, naturally, that, you know, wanted to do this. And he just went along for the ride. And he got all done. And he looked at me, and his mouth is wide open, his eyes real big, and he said, you know, I saw everything that you talked about up there.
Wow.
I didn't see much at all, but he saw everything.
Interesting.
And that was really something for him. I'm sure that was quite an experience, you know? So anyway,
yeah.
That's what happened. So, and it's really nice that I'm getting a lot more men. When I first started, it was maybe like 1 in 100, you know? 99 women to one man, and now it's really changing a lot. So it's great. You know, I'd say there's probably about maybe a third men now, you know, coming on. So it's great. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay. So Everett is asking if he could have a clearing for a blue-white orb in a picture for his mother's funeral, it looks like.
Oh, okay. Here we go. We'll take away the energy there. So, in the picture, it might even physically change. I know if I do healings on people, you can actually watch their eyes physically change, and sometimes it will actually look younger and different. Just from a photograph that was taken, you know, it could have been, you know, 10 years ago. It makes no difference because we'll have the energy. So the energy is changed in the photograph. So here we go. Getting rid of that little orb critter. So get them out. Or be gone. Here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. It's gone. There. Energy is terminated. No more orb. Okay. Back to you, Carrie.
Okay. So Janice is commenting that she said, I was so comforted today watching the dragon clouds. And I know Annika has been mentioning on the shows that she has seen a lot of dragon clouds up around where she lives. And you've mentioned, Ron, that the dragon clouds are a good sign. So maybe you want to talk a little bit about that. I know you have a few really, really neat photos on the creationlightship.com website of ones that you've seen in New York, I think. I think it was when you were in New York.
Yep. So the dragons, I don't know, somehow they're the highest. Well, I can't really say they're the highest, but they show up when we need them to, and they're very large, and they take out the alien ships, so that's very, very nice. When I was doing a lot of work here in Mount Shasta, I would say probably 4 years ago, when the energy completely changed, at least up here anyway, for about 2 weeks, all that was up here was the dragon clouds and the different animals up in the clouds, and I actually saw the new colors come in from the rainbow. So we had brand new rainbow colors. I'd say it's probably 4 years ago. And all of a sudden, I was able to see the new color blue in the sky, which was much different than what I was used to seeing.
Oh.
The sky opened up, and the brand new blue color came in. And if you were to check with a garden hose, you know, to look for a rainbow, in fact, you could even do it yourself, everybody. I just get out in the sunlight, you know, and put a fine spray on. And you will notice that if you haven't done this, that the rainbow is different. Now, this happened about 4 years ago, but it is a different rainbow. But most people are not that keen on looking for rainbows or seeing them. But if you notice, it'll have more colors in it, and the bands between them are very distinct, where before they were kind of like a mucky-looking color, you know, like everything kind of blended. So this here is the way it is here. And the new rainbow is, you know, is here now. It's just part of the changes for ascension to bring in the different energies. And that's about all that I can say on that one. But, yeah, it is very nice to see the dragons in the clouds. But getting back to that one, we're doing a lot of healings, getting rid of the darkness, getting rid of the aliens here. I would see them up in the clouds. I didn't take any pictures. I thought it'd be like all the time, you know, and we actually saw like, like a mother dragon. You'd actually see the mouth opened up and the humps on the back with the flame coming out. I mean, just like, you know, somebody drew a cartoon character of this here. And then behind it was a little baby, about a third the size of the mother, exact replica but smaller. I mean, it was incredible, all the different clouds we saw up here. We saw lion clouds, all different types of clouds. And I just thought, well, you know, it's going to be this way from now on, so I never took any pictures, and I really wish that I would have. But anyway, it was quite something to see the energetic change here in Mount Shasta. And ever since then, there's very, very few ship clouds. If you go into the different stores here, you're going to see the postcards with the lenticular clouds. And they were here every day, okay, until I wanted to get rid of them. And we started hunting them down and taking them off the mountains. They come to the mountain to charge up. So somehow, maybe all the high mountains that are in the world here, they have an energy in them, and the UFOs come and sit on top of the mountains, kind of like they're trying to hatch the mountain, you know, and you'll see them stack up on top of each other, and all of a sudden they're suffocating the mountain, and you see these things, you know, this forming out like big mushrooms, you know, and they call them lenticular clouds. Well, those aren't here anymore. They're very, very seldom do they ever come. And like I said before, they're here every day. And that was, people thought, oh, this is great. You know, the ships are here. Well, they didn't know what they're doing to the people here. And people probably still don't, but they may not be conscious enough here in Mount Shasta to understand what actually happened. Plus, I'm not even mentioning it to them because they wouldn't get a clue anyway. Anyway, back to you, Carrie.
Okay, so Donna has a question for next Saturday when we go up on the light ship, and she's asking, can I ask for a physical healing for my dog on the light ship?
Of course, of course. And your dog is also asking, too. If you take the dog up, it will normally have a healing automatically. So, you know, they'll do what they can do in that amount of time. So, yes, you may even want to get on one of the conference calls, you know, like on Monday. You know, we have the one-hour call for $20. You can take your animals up then, too. And that's a much longer time, so you may have a lot more done. So you might even get some ship water, which you can by energizing water on the water charging activation page. So for a dollar, you may get some special water to help out your dog do healing. So you may try that, too. Put some life force into the water to help your dog. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay, I'm going to have to hit refresh here. I don't see any more questions right now, so bear with me just one moment. Oh, I know what I wanted to ask, Ron. Before you took us up to the light ship this evening, you did the mind to heart drop, which you usually do on a Saturday, right before we go up, and you were reminding us about commanding our spirit to put us into our heart area. So what part of us is being put there? Could you explain that?
Yeah, that would be what you think with, okay? Normally you think with whatever thoughts you're using to think with is tied into emotion. So we'll just say that you think with your emotional body. And you can call that your ego. There's all different words there that people can use. But basically it takes you out of the judgment from your thoughts, and you go into your heart center. And nothing can enter you into your heart center because your spirit is there protecting it. So if you wish to bring in some of the masters on the light ship, that's the time to do that, when you're in your heart. And because your spirit will not allow anything that is not of light to come into you. Remember, the mind energy will allow anything to come in, but this is why you want to ask your spirit or command your spirit to do this process. So remember, it's just waiting all day long for you to do something. And that's probably why they always leave at night, because they're off the hook, you see, because nobody tosses your spirit daily. You know, you might have some guidance coming through once in a while, do this, do that, maybe, or this is a good idea, check this out, you know, but they'll never force you to do anything, but they may give you, you know, inspiration. But, you know, it's still up to you if you wish to have that. But, you know, just think of, you know, you waiting for somebody to contact you on your cell phone, and they forgot about you. And, you know, days go by, weeks go by, months go by, and maybe you do it once a year, and you finally make that connection for 10 seconds. Well, just think how your spirit would feel. Remember, it's not an emotion, but you can kind of get the drift of what I'm talking about here, because people just don't connect. And so when you do command your spirit, it's instantly online to help you, but only works in the moment. This is why when you go to the light shifts, you have to ask more than one time for a healing, because the light always sees you perfect. So if you have maybe a sore toe and you ask once, and maybe they help with 5%, at that point, once they do a procedure, it's completed. They're done. And up on the light shift, you're walking around. This is why it's nice to have the one-hour calls. Then you're walking around, and maybe you say, yeah, this helps a little bit. Do some more. And you want to command it down here also. It's always good to do it down here. That way you're more in touch with what's happening. But up there you may say, yeah, I want it done some more. So they do it some more, and you keep saying, okay, that's fine. And, you know, they'll stop working on you, because they will never overheal you. Because that's your free choice, free will. In fact, I worked with people a lot of times who somehow had that Buddhist tradition. I don't want to knock the Buddhist, but, you know, it's kind of like, you know, we need to know what our suffering's about in this lifetime, because that's our karma, and we got to re-experience our karma to understand what went wrong in the last lifetime, okay? So that's kind of like the theory, of no pain, no gain. And on the light shift, they're not going to take away all of your pain unless you keep requesting to have it taken away. And so it's up to you to do that. I was working with somebody, this is where I'm going with this here, and, you know, I took about half of his pain away, and I knew I could take away more, but I asked him, you know, is that okay? The guy says, oh, yeah, this feels fine now. I can deal with the rest of it. I go, you want any more done? He goes, oh, no, this is good. So he didn't want to get fixed completely, and that's his free choice, free will. So I wasn't going to go any further, because I don't want to overstep my bounds of forcing a healing on somebody, which I could have done, and it would have been better. But, you know, he wanted to have the pain, and probably with the Buddhist tradition of trying to figure out why he has it, you know. In light, you don't even know why. This is why the healings are so great, because once you have a healing, it's gone. It's done with. They don't have to bring up anything from the past to have you learn something. And that's the problem that people have here, is that they think they have to really understand why they got themselves in a situation, you know. Just know that stuff happens, and it's done and over with, and move on. This is why the healings are so good, because it takes away the stuff from the past, and you may even have forgotten that you had a problem. That's how good the healings are. Because they don't want you to hang on to that stuff, to bring it back into your life. And sometimes the healings may work great for maybe a couple of weeks, and then you may start to have it come back a little bit. Well, that's because you're probably dwelling upon it. You're not giving your body enough time to heal, or you're thinking about it. Well, gee, am I really well? Well, automatically when you think of that, you're putting doubt into the situation. Remember, it's your genetic faith that's healing you. It's not your faith in this lifetime. It's what you believed in all your past lives about healing. If you do have a healing, don't try to bring it up to bring up more stuff to invalidate the healing. Just know that it's done, and walk away, Renee, you know, and carry on and move on. Back to you, Carrie.
Okay, so Pauline is asking for a sample of the light infusion chamber energy for some friends that she has listening to the show tonight.
Okay, here we go, everybody. We go to the light ship again. Going up, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, we're there. And this is the light infusion chamber. We'll be in it for 1 minute here. Here we go. So stronger, request a healing. Remember, you have to do that. Stronger, 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 stronger. There we go. That feels pretty good. Let's hold the energy for another 15 seconds here. So if you have a mirror, look in the mirror after this here, and your eyes should be much brighter. And you're going to notice that if you're in a room with other people listening, if you happen to have some friends over, maybe your husband or wife or somebody, you're going to notice that your auric field really is not there, okay? That the crud around you will be reduced to hardly anything here. There we go. There, come back now. So coming back, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5, there. Okay, check yourself in the mirror. And you're going to notice that you may feel completely clean, spick, and span. This is only, just a quickie. So back to you, Carrie.
Thank you. Thanks for bringing that up, Pauline. Pauline also has another question. She's asking if you could explain the orbs, please, and will that be in the package? I'm not sure which package. Maybe the body jumpstart package. I'm not sure what are the package the orb clearing would be in. There is a whole life orb clearing up online right now, which, Pauline, you probably know, but just for anyone else who doesn't know, that one does exist. So Ron, if you want to explain orbs and if that's going to be a part of any of the packages that you're putting together.
I'll have to check on that one. I can talk about the orb. So, I've known about orbs for a long time. Maybe all of you have, too. You see them in photographs, this little thing that appears at times. So they've been around, for a long, long time. And one of the shows that we did on BBS, a year and a half ago, I guess. I don't keep track of time that much, but I know it's been quite a while ago. I thought we'd do a clearing here for orbs to see how they feel. And we did that clearing, and now some people started feeling much better. And after doing some research, the orbs are connected to, they're like little scouts, okay? The point men, point women, or whatever, point things, out there in the, like soldiers, we'll say, out at the far end. And they work with the jellyfish energy. So to a newcomer, this is going to sound very weird. But the jellyfish energy is an alien life form, and it happens to be here physically. It's like the octopus, which is an alien life form. And the jellyfish somehow, I'll start over again a little bit. If you saw the movie Avatar, that tree of life that's in there that you saw, that would be the jellyfish energy, okay? It knows everything with the life form that it's hanging into or grabbing onto or connected to. And if you remember those little things that floated around on Jake's hands, I guess, and on his body, and they were investigating him to see what kind of new life form he is on this planet. So that's much like what the orbs do. And then they bring back that reconnaissance, that information back to the jellyfish. So the orbs are there to connect your DNA, your cellular memory, to the jellyfish so that you all automatically will have recall through dreams and things like this because they're bringing forth this stuff. They also find out what you need to experience in the parallel lifetimes or the timelines that you're on. So the parallel lives that you live are timelines, and the jellyfish will come forth maybe at night when you're sleeping, plug into your body, into your cells, to find a script, a movie script that you can run in your dream state because it has all that information in each one of your cells, okay? That's why you have DNA, and you don't need DNA to live here. So, when people want to get more strands, so you don't need it. But anyway, from there, the orbs are the scouts for the jellyfish, and the jellyfish connects you to the darkness. So that's what's on sitting on top of your head. This is why you want to have the crown chakra disconnection. You want to have your chakras shut down to the outside world. You don't want your chakras to resonate energy outside of your body. We have a clearing on that online to do a crown chakra disconnection. So your crown is what the aliens use to hook you up to the beyondo. So all the New Age metaphysics, they show, you know, this crown energy coming out like a sprinkler spreading over your whole body, you know. Well, that's the way they come in. Once you close off your crown chakra, then the access coming more directly into your body, into all of your energy channels, is greatly reduced. So that's basically it. Remember in the movie Avatar, when Jake, it's a mind control movie, talking about mind control and the jellyfish and the orb, that's how I perceive it. Remember, they had this fiber optic link, which is the tentacles of the jellyfish, okay? So he had it on his neck, so did everybody else, and that's how they connected to everything. And remember, he got on that plane, bird or whatever it was, connected his mind control into the poor bird and said, "You are mine now." So that's mind control. So it had to do what his thoughts were. One mind controlling another. So his consciousness, which may have been maybe more advanced than the birds, who knows, but he wanted to control another life form. So he used his jellyfish energy, those tentacles, to connect to its jellyfish energy, and he controlled it. So that's the movie Avatar, mind control about it. As you think about it and rewatch it, if you wish to, you can see those things coming about. What happened at the end of the movie? That tree brought forth all the life forms that were physical on that planet, including the trees and everything else, to fight the other people because they felt that they were being invaded. So that tree was just like mass consciousness here, connecting to everything and mind controlling everything to do what it wanted them to do. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay, very interesting. So back to the topic of talking to our spirit, Ron. Donna is asking, is my spirit waiting to hear me talk out loud to it? So how should we be talking to our spirits?
Well, some people like to talk out loud because that goes through your whole body when you get that vibration. So you could do that if you wish. Remember, if you use your mind to talk, it's going into the mind energy, typically of the darkness, because the darkness created mind. Remember, you can think all you want about maybe, you know, having $100, you know, in your life that you may need, and that goes into the mental realm. So in the mental realm, you could have a lot of $100 bills. But here, you don't have it physically. This is why you want to normally talk out loud, because you're dealing with physical energies, and the physical energies will connect to your spirit. So if you use your mind to do it, just like trying to do the mind-to-heart drop or saying that you're heart-centered. I get a lot of people who tell me that at the expos. They say, "Oh, I'm heart-centered," you know. And you look at them and you can see that there's no energy in their heart at all, but they think that they are because their mind tells them so, you know. And so you have to remember that if you don't do it manually and have you and command your spirit to do it, then you're not going to be heart-centered. And it's as simple as that. But it will maybe feel similar. If I had more time, I would show you the difference on it, but our program is running out here, I think. So you could try it yourself. Just do it like you normally would in the mental realms to drop into your heart. You know, whatever way you have done it in the past, you could do it that way if you want to experiment. Most people listening probably won't even want to because they know the better way of doing it and one that works. But if you are a new listener and you think, well, gee, what's wrong talking about, then just do it your old way that you've probably been doing for years through meditation or whatever, and then try the new way where you command your spirit and count from 10 to 1. And you can be heart-centered within probably, 20 seconds. You don't need meditation where you go out of your body and go to the beyondo and go through guided meditations, because when you go through guided meditations, you're in mind, okay? And when you're in mind, you're in darkness. So why even do that? So just stay centered And plus, you know, can you walk around when you're meditating? No. Can you live your life when you're meditating? No. Here in Mount Shasta, people say, I saw one person, and they said, you know, I meditate for 5 hours a day.
Hmm.
I go, holy moly, you know.
They must have no bills to pay.
Right, yeah. And so what are they doing, you know? You know, they're being used by the aliens because they think they're in meditation. And they're being sucked out of all their energy. So you can do this for 20 seconds, get heart-centered instantly, and you can live your life. And you can make the money to pay your bills and be heart-centered. If you feel that things are bothering you, then pop into your heart another 20 seconds later, and you can still function. You can even drive your car doing it, you know? But if you do become more heart-centered all the time, and, you know, people will pull you out of that because they don't want you to bring in source energy. They want you to live in darkness of the mind. But you do want to get a day planner, because the more that you're in your heart, the more time's going to go by much quicker, because you're not hooked up to heart, the time-based energy here and the timelines. You want to get a day planner because you still live in time here. Everybody else lives in time, so you have to obey the time laws. You know, you have to get up at a certain time, go to work, eat, whatever is the time constraints here is what you have to live by, plus paying bills. So you do want to get a day planner. You don't seem kind of weird or spaced out to your friends. Other than that, you know, you can do it, you know, just try it. You know, to do it every half an hour. You know, set your alarm clock, drop into your heart, and then you're at peace. Peace instantly. So, and you can't judge anything when you're in your heart. There's no such thing as judgment, because you can't think a negative thought or a positive thought. Both of those be in judgment. So, back to you, Carrie.
Okay, I know we're running close to 10 here, but sometimes I don't think there's a show after us, so I'll just ask one real quick question if we can sneak this one in, because the answer is probably quite short. Micah is asking, when doing the longer healings, the 6 to 8 hour ones, do you have to try not to fall asleep? Should you stay in the same room with your computer, or how do you go about doing this really long clearing?
Oh, whatever works for you. Once you call in initially, this is like we're having tomorrow, our last 8-hour call for the month here. And we'll be starting again next month on the second Saturday with a 4-hour. Then we go 3 consecutive Sundays for 8 hours. But the once you call in initially, when it starts, you're on the light ship for that 8 hours of time. So if you need to leave, your doorbell rings, you have to go walk your cat or your dog or something, you know, whatever is going on, you have to go feed your birds, that's fine. No problem. You can leave, but you're still on the light ship. You just won't hear me narrating what we're doing. I talk for a short time, maybe 20 seconds, I guess. I don't know. And then normally I give some silence for maybe a couple minutes typically or so. So that's how it works. But yeah, once you're on, you're on.
And then, Ron, what about if it's a clearing on the website where you've put in enough minutes that it's going to be many hours?
Okay, yeah, that's fine too. If you do fall asleep, you know, it's best to leave your screen on to have the light beam be the conduit. But, you know, you can leave, you can walk away, but, you know, to try to normally stay with what's happening. A lot of times you have to push the buttons, but like at night if you do the alien attack page, you know, where you're dealing with the aliens trying to abduct you and stuff, or, you know, getting the pinpricks in your feet and stuff, yeah, you know, you can go to sleep naturally. You just leave your monitor on dim if you need to, so you can sleep. And the light beam will be the conduit to help to protect you. I can't guarantee that you're going to be having all this stuff leave you, but I do have a lot of people who use that particular page, and that's your lifesaver from alien attack. So, and you can do the parasitic life forms too on there, like we do on the 8-hour calls. It's very good. So there's many, many options there on that particular page. The cost, I believe, is $10 a week, or I think it's $30 for the month, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah.
So anyway, that's what I'd recommend doing is that particular thing. So we're getting close to straight up on the hour here. We've got our 8-hour call tomorrow, 10 o'clock Pacific time. And then we break every hour in case you're wondering what goes on. And in the last hour, We do spirit infusion, and we also charge up your bath water, so you can take a nice bath afterwards. And I got a lot of emails. People are from the back east area, and, you know, they'll be on absentee, which is perfectly fine. So, like I said, you can do the whole call absentee if you wish. So, back to you, Carrie. We'll be signing off, I guess.
Yeah, I guess we probably should. It's 10 o'clock. So, yeah, thank you, everybody. Nice show this evening. Thanks for taking us to the Lightship again, Ron. And the next BBS show is Monday at 4 p.m. Pacific, 7 Eastern, and then the 8-hour call, of course, tomorrow. So see you all soon. Thanks, Ron.
Okay, just yeah, on the death barcode, yeah, you have to come back and push the buttons to change the clearing, but you can be away from the computer during that. So on the death barcode, the first hour is the barcode being cleared, and the next 30 minutes is for your emotional body to be cleared, and then the next is spirit infusion. Then you start over again for death barcode number two. So, you know, it looks like you have Micah. It looks like, I know you have more than three. I would suggest if you're doing that to probably do five, okay? If you've already did the three, which is what most people have, and just go back in and start at number four and do five. I do have people who, you know, they want to do extra ones, which is perfectly fine. If you have the time, there's no problem. It's not going to hurt you. So if there's no barcode there, then it's not going to take effect. You know, won't be needed. But some people use intuition. They go, yeah, I feel one coming on, and they'll do that. So anyway, blessings to all of you. Have a very good evening. And we'll see you hopefully tomorrow on the 8-hour body rejuvenation call here coming up, where we get rid of the alien life forms that are inside of your body living that you cannot physically see. So blessings to everybody. See you later. Thank you, Carrie.
Thanks, Ron. Good night, everybody.